On board the USS Abraham Lincoln, President Bush meets with officers and crew returning from more than 9 months at sea. As the aircraft carrier moves closer to the Californian port of San Diego, Mr. Bush will make a televised address where he'll say most of the fighting in Iraq is finished. White House officials say the president's comments will not be a formal legal end to the conflict, as U.S. troops in Iraq are still meeting some armed resistance. The wording of the speech appears designed to avoid declaring the war over, which, under the Geneva Convention, would compel the United States to release prisoners of war and stop targeting specific leaders. U.S. troops have already released some prisoners of war, but they're still searching for many members of the former government, including Saddam Hussein. Flanked by some of the sailors and pilots who helped topple that government, Mr. Bush is expected to discuss how Saddam's fall has freed the Iraqi people and made the United States safer by removing what he says was the threat that Iraq would help terrorists use weapons of mass destruction. Because the aircraft carrier is still so far off the coast of California, it's too great a distance for the president to travel in his Marine One helicopter. Instead, Mr. Bush flew to the ship in a small fixed-wing aircraft, which was known for the flight as Navy One. The USS Lincoln is ending the longest naval deployment by a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier in history, having traveled more than 100,000 miles as part of U.S. military operations in Afghanistan and Iraq. President Bush will spend Thursday night on board the ship, then leave by helicopter before it arrives in San Diego so as not to interfere with family's reunions. The president speaks on the economy Friday in Northern California before traveling to his Texas ranch for meetings with Australian Prime Minister John Howard. Scott Stearns, VOA News, in San Diego.